In this video, I will be showing you the three places that you can start creating a new page in the 2.0 page builder, as well as how you can customize and style your 2.0 page. So when we go into marketing, landing pages and forms, you're going to have the option to create a new landing page. You're going to click that and it's going to pop up with this little window where it's going to default to the 2.0 page builder. You can automatically do a start from scratch, or you can select one of these pre-created templates. You can also do the same thing inside your funnels. So inside of a funnel, once you've created a new funnel, or even in an existing one, you can do add step and select your page. From there, it's going to have that same pop-up as if you are creating a standalone landing page. The final option in terms of creating a 2.0 page is in the main site or membership site. So on any sites, you can go into the menu and pages, and we're going to select a add, and you can select a basic classic editor page, or we have the builder 2.0 page. So we're just going to put new page. Once we've created this, you're going to have the edit page. It's going to look as if you are in the classic editor, but when you click edit page, you're going to end up having into the 2.0 page builder. It is a different layout and different settings, but today we're going to focus on the style guide. Style guide is how you're going to customize your page, and it's going to offer you so many more things than what a basic theme of a classic editor is like. So as you can see, we have our default, which is already preloaded, and you can change your own default page style guide, and you can, when you change it here, it's going to apply to anywhere that style guide is set up. Very, very similar to how the theme is set up. We're going to click the change button, which is going to end up bringing up this gallery view. So you have our default one, and then we have all of these other different styles that you can do. So say we have all these styles and we're not really finding one that we really like, and we don't want to affect anything in terms of affecting other pages and things like that. You can create a new style guide. We're going to do Justine's style guide, and it's going to show it all the way down here. Once you've selected and you can preview it, you can do your style preview, your current page, and you can do that with each of these. You're going to click select, and then from there we're going to be able to customize it. So now that we're going to into the new style guide, we're going to select edit into the colors. You're going to be able to set up your custom color palette. So I think we should do some greens and really get into that spring mood. Okay. And we'll leave that one. And maybe do another gray, and we'll do our white. So now that we've selected these colors, it's going to end up applying automatically to each of your color styles. Now with that, you get six different color styles, and these are going to be combinations of how you want to use your colors, but each one is able to be customized. As you can see on the right, you can get a preview of exactly what your styles are going to look like on your page. When you select this color style for one of your sections, which we're going to go over in another video. So if we select these, so we're going to look at this. I think that one looks pretty good, but this one over here, our style guide too. If we select this right here, we can actually customize each of these. So our paragraphs, I think, need to be a bit of a different color, and maybe I want black for this one. So as you can see, I've customized this color style, but it does not affect this, and it does not affect any of these. I can do the same thing over here. So maybe I don't really want the green on here. Maybe I would like a black over. We can do here and maybe here. So as you can see, it's only affecting this. So once we've had our colors all set up, you can then go over here and we can actually go into the fonts. Once we go into our fonts, you can have your base font size. You can change that how you would like it to be. And then we're going to do the headline. So you can have your font based off of this entire list of a variety of fonts that you can then customize over here. So if we select one, you're able to see what it looks like on your headlines. And it's also going to show you the different sizes you have. You have the option of extra large, large, medium, and small, which you can then customize on each of these sliders on these sections, as well as change the letter spacing and your line height. So you can customize those just like you can do on the headlines. You can also do it on your paragraphs, subheadlines, and pre-headlines. Change the headline, it doesn't necessarily affect the paragraph. So you can have a different font and different overall look on each of these. Next, we're going to go into our buttons. Similar to how our colors have different options and our fonts do, so do our buttons. So underneath the button, you can change the padding. You can even do custom padding. You can do borders, which we will cover shortly. You can also change the corners. You can have square, slightly rounded, quite rounded, and you can even do your own custom amount to be able to select how much rounding you want for it. You can also change the font of your buttons. So you can pick either your headline or you can select a different font for your button specifically. You can change the font weight, which you can also do on the other fonts as well. And then you can change the text size, the line between, and the spacing as well. You can do the same thing with this subtext and have all of those customizations, as well as change the button color and the text color for each of these different styles. Then we're going to go into our borders. So if we go into borders, you can select your color that you want for each border. And again, we're going to have these three different styles of borders. You can customize these so that you can have a variety around your page. Next, we have our shadows. So if you decide to add a shadow to anything on your page, you can have all kinds of different customizations. Again, with the three different styles, and you can adjust these different sliders based off of what you would like to have, changing the way it looks. And as you can see, it's updating it right here as we are adjusting this style one. Once you have all of this set up, you're able to save it with this publish button. So we can publish our changes. And then in these three dots, you can actually look at the version history of this style specifically. So if you make a change, so maybe we made a change and I want to revert back to it, you can select one of them. So let's do this one. You can restore this version. So it's going to restore the change that I'd already done. This is a quick overview of how you can customize and personalize your landing pages in the 2.0 page builder